You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. This is another Abundance Series episode. In this one, we have 3 questions. They're all amazing. And I think you'll get a much better understanding of what abundance really is. Okay, we are about to start Bootcamp 11. We have space for one more person. If you'd like to join us, send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com and we'll get together. I'll explain it all to you. It's going to be the biggest bootcamp we've ever had, and there's so much more coming. So now is the time to get involved. Also, please like and subscribe to this podcast and make sure you send it all to your friends. Well, enjoy this episode and we'll see you next time. Bye. We are thrilled to be here.
Hey,
hi, Joshua.
Hello, welcome.
We are so delighted to come to you and talk to you about what we think, well, for certain, is the most exciting subject on the planet Earth amongst humans today. How do we make more money? How do we get those things we want? How do we have more freedom? We need the money to get the things we want. We need the money for the freedom. We need money, 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 money. As we said last time, you want money. Sure, because why? Why? Why money will allow you to do what you think you need to do, to push past the fear, to do what you think you need to do, to get what you think you want. If you have this goal in mind, and if you have this idea that you're going to, have this thing, this possession or this experience or this whatever it is, you say, okay, how do I get that thing? And then you think about it from your human perspective and you say, well, the easiest way for that, the easiest path that I see from my limited perspective to use my imagination is to get the money. If I had the money for it, then I could buy it. It would be so easy. If I don't have the money for it, then I can't do it. I cannot do that thing I want to do. Oh no, if I don't have the money, they have all the money. How come they have the money? If they would just give me some of that money, then I could do what I want to do. But they seem to be greedy and holding on to all the money. They have all the money and I have no money. I have no money, therefore I can't do anything. And we say, it's your fear. It's your limiting beliefs. It's your belief that presenting yourself out there, becoming who you truly are, is so scary, you rather keep the excuse of no money. The excuse of no money keeps you safe. If you have no money, then you don't have to push past your fear. You don't have to put yourself out there. You don't have to risk rejection or failure or what other people may think of you. You don't have to worry about maybe you'll lose some friends if you have all this money. You don't have to worry about what if you can't do this thing you're inspired to do? Because the lack of money keeps you safe. You see, the lack of money, you don't want money. Because if you had the money, then there'd be no excuses. You would have no excuses left. You'd be living this limited life and you could no longer say, well, I don't have the money, therefore I can't do it. Now you have the money and you're still not doing it. You're still not having the experiences or putting yourself out there or facing possible rejection or possible failure. You see, and then if you say, okay, well, now I have the money, so now I can do it, and so you start to do it, and you fail anyway, then you're in worse off position than you were before without the money. And so it's not the money that has anything to do with it. It's your ability to push past fear to do what you're inspired to do without needing an outcome, without thinking that this is going to make life better for you, without saying, well, people will respect me if I have the money. You see, if you could just let the money part alone, focus on what you're passionate about, what you're interested in the new idea that was given to you by the universe, to you specifically, so that you could expand through the experience of pursuing this dream or this idea. well, then the money will come as a side effect because the universe provides for you everything you need to do what you need to do. But if you're not doing anything, well, the money doesn't need to come. And if you're using the excuse of not enough money to not do anything, then you need not enough money. Then not enough money is the abundance. Do you see? You're getting everything you need. If you're too afraid to push past your fear to do what you're inspired to do, well, then if you had the money, that wouldn't make sense. Not having the money is the perfect solution, the perfect accompaniment to where you are vibrationally. If you could just say, I can do what I'm inspired to do. I don't know how it's going to turn out. I know that it's just a path of expansion, and that by traveling on this path, that if I need money, the money will come. And if I can have faith that it doesn't matter if I fail, it doesn't matter what people think, it doesn't matter what the conditions turn into, it doesn't matter if I get the thing that I think I want, if I can release my attachment to that thing and just go with the flow of the inspiration, then I know for certain I'll be led along a journey of self-discovery. And that's what I want. I want to go further and further and further on that journey of self-discovery, discovering who I truly am. And in discovering who I truly am, the authentic version of me, I leave behind the inauthentic version of me that had to do so much effort and so much struggle and so much worry and had to do all these things that I didn't want to do just to get to some other place. And where are you going to get to? A greater realization of who you truly are, of what you're capable of, and of the power that's inherent within each and every one of you that you cannot know is there. Because until you start taking these steps, these inspired steps, until you start pushing past fear, you're never going to discover that authentic self. And why are you here? Why are you interested in the laws of the universe in the first place? Because you have great and powerful intentions that are leading you on this path of self-discovery to discover what? To discover the worst possible life or to discover the greatest possible life? You see, on the date that you're born, infinite possibilities are available to you. Infinite possibilities. You could live a life totally in fear, the most suffering of any life. That could be yours. But you see, you have a set of pre-birth intentions. It was not what you intended. You intended to live the most spectacular life. Yet that life has a lot of fear in there too. Now, there's two options here. You can live life in fear, worrying about what people think of you, worrying about not doing enough, worrying about having enough money at the end of the month to pay your bills. And that's fine. Or you can live a life where you're constantly pushing past fear to do things you're inspired to do. One life, the previous description, the life of fear and control will never get you what you want or what you intended. The latter life, the life where you're constantly pushing past fear to act on inspiration and do what you're inspired to do, will lead you to the most elegant manifestation of everything you truly desire, to the most highest potential, greatest feeling, spectacular life of authenticity you could ever imagine. But you don't know what that life is, do you? You haven't really experienced that life. You don't know what the benefit of that is. You can say, I know what the benefit of $10,000 is. I know what the benefit of $100,000 is. I know what the benefit of $1,000,000 is. And I can see that pushing past fear to get those things that I know the benefit of. And we say, you don't know the benefit of that. That's all made up in your mind. If you've never had $1,000,000 or $10,000,000 or $100,000,000, you don't know what that entails. You don't know that that's going to make your life better or worse. You have no idea. You assume it will because you think that by having this money, you will not have to worry anymore. Well, we tell you that's not the truth. We believe us when we say some of the richest people on earth worry more than you do. And they worry about what other people think more than you do. And they worry about the conditions more than you do. And they worry about losing the money more than you do. If you could be moved to a life of love, a life of service, a life of living for others, a life of doing more than you think you can do, a life of challenging yourself at every step and pushing past fear, we promise you, this will lead to the life that you truly desire. And that life will be more spectacular than anyone can imagine. And you have no idea what that's like. So you'll have to live on a bit of faith here. You'll have to go with us a little bit here and say, I'm willing to push past fear. I'm willing to act on inspiration. I'm willing to do what it takes, not to get the money, but to live the life I intended to live. And if you can do that, well, full freedom, total abundance, pure joy is available to you. And what's more than that is the satisfaction that comes with living life in this new approach. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about your question of the week. Who has that question?
I have a question.
Excellent.
And what I determined is that I have a lot of fears and limiting beliefs around the idea of money and work and serving and bringing it all together. But I need to uncover all of my limiting beliefs. And like today, I've been writing them down. I went back to work and it just gave me a lot of frustration and anxiety. I got a job and I don't like the job, but I did it just to form some new habits because I really felt like I just kind of been floating around for a long time and I need to do something. I feel like I need to do something.
Why don't you like the job?
Well, it's a government job. There's a lot of bureaucracy. And I feel like we are harassing people. I'm a census worker, and it is really, I mean, it's okay. It's not really that difficult, but it's not creative either. But, you know, it's not what was promised to me. Let me put it that way.
And if they promised you exactly what you're getting, would you have taken the job?
Probably not.
Exactly. So yeah. The universe conspired with whoever hired you to say things in a way that would get you off your butt so that you can embrace this new idea, you see, and push past your fear and do what you're inspired to do. You're inspired to be of service. And this job is of great service to the people of this country, you see.
Yes.
But you're looking at it in a limited perspective. And this is what you tend to do. This is what humans tend to do. They tend to look at the negative aspects of anything they're doing. They tend to invest the least amount into what they're doing. They say, if I'm being paid for this much an hour, then doesn't it make sense that I should do the least? Who would do the most? Why would I do so much more when I'm only being paid this paltry amount? And we say, lean into everything you do with the full power and energy of the universe, because that will take you on a path of authenticity. The path of inauthenticity, the inauthentic path, is trying to get away with the least, with trying to take shortcuts, with saying, I wish things were different. This is the old approach to life based in fear. Based in fear, you say, they're taking advantage of me. Based in love, you say, I can't imagine I get to do this work. I can't imagine all the people I get to meet. Oh, sure, there's a little resistance in them. That's okay. I'm here to soften that for them. Because in their best interest is the data that we collect. Because that will be used for government programs, for voting, for all kinds of different things to serve these people. I am here to serve these people. And I am being of service to them. They may be resistant. They may be fearful of the government. That's okay. I can see through all that, and I do not have to be frustrated by it. I can be in joy with this for this limited time that I'll be doing this until I prove to the universe that I am here to support and serve the best interest of the universe. I am a vessel for whatever the universe wants me to do. And in this activity, I am going to lean into it and offer more and more and more. And the universe will know that I have changed my approach to this from fear and control to love and acceptance. I love this government that I work for. I love the people that I work with. And I love the people that I serve. All of them are living the old approach to life. They're all living in fear. You are the exception to this. You can do this or anything else in love and in service. And then looking at it from the perspective of service, you see the greater good. And that greater good will fill you with satisfaction. But if you want to live in the old approach to life and say, oh, I have no other choice. This is the only thing I could get. It is not what they promised. I can't believe that I have to go and bother these people. I can't believe that I have to subject myself to their rejection, even though most of them aren't rejecting you at all. Even though most of them know that this is something that they should be doing. Even though most of them have been avoiding it, and realize, okay, we can't avoid it anymore. Most of them are saying, fine, let's just get it over with. Fine, right? And here you are, a being of love, entering their lives, not understanding who they are, who are limitless beings of love as well. You are seeing them in some form of fear, like you see most people. But you can see through that, you see? You can rise above that. You can look at it from a higher perspective. And you can say, I am in service to these people and to this universe. And if I can practice being in service to them, then the universe will find other things that I can do. If I can get over my fear of rejection and approach these people in love and not worry about what they think of me because they can't possibly know me, if I can get good at pushing past my fear and doing these things in love, well, then I can do anything in love. And the universe will notice that, okay, I changed my approach in this one area. And I'm now more cooperative with the universe who has put me in this place to serve the greater good of humanity. And as I serve that greater good of humanity in glee and joy and look at everything from the higher perspective, then the universe will say, let's move Tammy over here. And over here is where there's a little more money, a little more satisfaction. Also a little more fear, because you'll have to put yourself out there a little more. And you'll say, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I will figure it out. I don't know if I can handle all this, but I'll figure it out. I know that I'm going to be of service, and it seems like a lot, but I know that the universe is behind me every step of the way and will bring me everything I need in total support of this new idea. And the universe will take note and say, look at Tammy leaning in again. She's leaning in again. Well, now we can put her over here. And then someone will offer you a job or offer you a position, or you get the inspiration to start something new. And you'll have the confidence because you are living now in a habit of service rather than a habit of taking, me. Right. When you are thinking about all the others in everything you're doing, thinking about everyone else, realizing that I am here to be a servant of the universe. I am here to allow the universe to bring me into situations where my awareness of universal forces will come in handy. And I will look at everything from the higher perspective, knowing that I am source and I created this entire thing so that I could have this experience of coming from a place of fear saying, what about my 2 cents? What about my opinion? What about how I think things should be done? To saying, I am going to be pliable, compliant, and accepting of the structure that I'm in. And I'm going to do everything I can to bring love into this existing structure. And the love that I put into this existing system will inspire others to make different choices and different decisions all the way up to the top, you see. Because the power of one who's in love is magnitudes more than the power of thousands in fear. And that's the work you're doing. You thought it was just a simple census-taking job. It is not. It is literally to come forth to change the structure of the system and to enhance the entire consciousness of this planet.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the people, but I guess I don't understand. I guess there are a lot of people that are against it, but, you know, I don't understand their ideas about it because it is a benefit. However, I really took the position to start that working. Like, I was like, I need to do something. And I just walked in the store and the guy's like, hey, come over here and take this job.
What are the odds?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, he asked me to do it, but you know.
And how long is this job going to last?
Well, it was supposed to be like 2 months, but I don't know how long, but you know, at this point I've pretty much done what I can do and I think it's time for me to let it go, but, and move on and do something else. But, I mean,
so you want to quit?
Oh yeah.
And why do you want to quit? If the universe put you in this position that you're clearly doing it in a state of resistance and that you have the opportunity to do it in pure love and pure joy and pure compassion, why do you want to quit?
It's because it's very wasteful. Like they're sending me to these new places and it's really far away and they keep calling me and they're harassing me to go to other places.
And can you see that you're looking at all of this from a limited perspective?
I can. I do.
And aren't you wanting to laugh at yourself right now?
I do.
Isn't it funny how when you take a step back and you think about something from the higher perspective, and then you look back at your behavior and you're realizing all of these ideas and all of these negative thoughts and all this resistance comes simply because you're looking at it from a limited perspective. You think there's waste. There is no such thing as waste. Waste is not real. Waste is a made-up construct. Nothing can go to waste because everything is energy and everything goes back into the energy of it all. And it's all supportive. You are just resistant is the only thing. And you're using this idea of waste as an excuse not to do what you were clearly led to do. Clearly, it was not an accident. It was not an accident any step of this way, you see. And so you can take it as if they're badgering you or attacking you. But if you quit now, then you're just going to be led into something else even less satisfactory. You have 2 or 3 months where you can practice leaning into this work. Practice leaning into that work. And that work will end. And when it ends, you will find yourself in a different position because you've adopted a completely new approach to work, to this idea. From resistance based in fear and control to acceptance based in love. And won't that be more fun in whatever you do from here on? Now, some of you are highly transactional. You say, I will trade my time for a certain amount of money if the conditions are right. If the conditions are horrible, I expect more money. If the conditions are pleasing, I'll accept less money. And you are doing it for the creation, for the ideas that flow forth, for the enjoyment of the thing, for the joy that can be found in anything you do. You're doing it for the transaction. So your focus is on the transaction. How many hours for how many dollars? Transactional focus will never bring you anything you want. You have to give up the attachment to the money that comes from whatever you're doing, because that will always cause you to feel like you haven't negotiated well enough. You've gotten the sucker's end of the deal. Do you see? And in that limited perspective, you will always see yourself as a victim. Oh, the government is victimizing me in this case. Oh, the employer is victimizing me. I am just a cog in the wheel. I have no true value. I only get this much amount, and I can barely pay my bills on that. It's such a paltry amount. I need a better job. Well, if you're transactional, the better job at the higher amount of money per hour is going to be a less attractive environment. You're not going to be comfortable there, either in the environment itself or the work that you have to do or the stress that you're under, do you see? Because you're transactional. Now, if you could step back and say, this thing that I'm in now, whatever employment that is, if I took another approach, if I looked at it from the high approach saying, it's not the situation of the job that leaves me with no money, it's my relationship to the work that I'm doing and who I'm doing it with, who I'm doing it for, that has to come from a place of love. And if I can accept my coworkers as beings of love and accept them for who they are, then I've climbed a step here. And if I can accept my employers as beings of love, simply with a attachment to an outcome that they think will get them what they want, that's fine. And I can step another step higher on my ascension to my self-discovery, to my authenticity. That's the reward here. The money will come and go, whatever comes and goes. You don't have to worry about that. It's what are you exploring? So you found yourself in this job, and the old approach that you've had your whole life says, I want to put in as little effort as possible to get the maximum amount, because they're only going to pay a certain amount, so why should I do any more? The new approach is, I'm going to find every positive aspect of this work. I'm going to enjoy it fully. I'm going to see everything from the higher perspective. I'm going to listen to my inner self and receive guidance of exactly how to be of most benefit to all. I am here to serve my employer and my customers and my coworkers. I'm here to serve them all, to be this example of alignment. The reason that I'm in the boot camp in the first place, the reason I'm interested in this information in the first place, not to make more money, but to be of more service. And if you can be of more service, more service, more service, more, make that the focus of your life in every single thing that you do to every other human being that you come in contact with, every other plant, every other animal, every other environment. You are a being of service. So when you go to a restaurant, you are engaging with the hostess, engaging with the waitress, engaging with the cooks. You're engaging with the busboy. You're engaging with them all, because you are here not to feed your belly, but to be of service to them. And then you leave an extravagant tip, to be of service to them, to show them what it's like when they encounter someone in alignment. And so you do this at work. You do this at home. You do this when you're out. You do this with your friends. You serve, 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 serve. You don't worry about the money. You don't worry about what you get back. That has nothing to do with it. But we promise you, when you adopt this new approach to life, a life of giving, a life of service, a life of compassion, a life of acceptance, when you adopt this new approach to life, you get back satisfaction that's not available in any other way. You get back the rewards of clarity and confidence and identity that is not attached to what you do, but rather who you are. And who are you? Who are you? Who are you truly?
I'm a being of love and light, and I do spread a lot of joy. People are happy to see me.
Of course.
Talk to me about everything. Some people want to talk an hour.
Ultimately, you are source. You are the creator of all of this, of the universe, of the planet, and of the situation you find yourself in. So as the creator of all of it, are you going to create from a position of fear? Or are you going to create from a position of love? And that's the only thing you have to think about.
That's right. That's right. I created it. It's like you said, I walked right into it. I said yes, you know, but I've been hesitant to adapting to changes. When they start making changes and asking me to do more, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Do as much as, do more. Always do more. Always do more. Yeah. The fulfillment comes from doing more and not needing to be given accolades or awards or even money. Right. And if you can do more here, you can do more in every area of your life.
Right.
Excellent. Who has another question?
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
A long time no speak. I was going to ask you a couple of questions, but I think I'm going to go to what you were just discussing with a lovely lady just now, where you said service rather than me, 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 and change the structure. Before I logged on today, I had some words which were that... when we reach a stage in fourth dimension where we have what I would say is enough money to keep us going, that when we have enough to pay our bills and be and survive, but we should, we're in a Joshua committee, that we should give back.
Imagine that all life started on the planet as a family, a tribe, yeah, all considering the other members equally in pure love and acceptance. And then physical reality, as it is, tears that apart. Because without physical reality, as it is, there'd be nothing but love, which is the non-physical. So there'd be no exploration. There'd be no doubt. There'd be no limiting beliefs. So with the doubt and the fear and the limiting beliefs, humanity is split apart and fragmented and explores further this idea of individuality. And in that exploration of individuality, they feel more and more separated from each other and from source itself. And so they're fractured by whatever happens. Let's say the economy, let's say the coronavirus, let's say governments, let's say all trying to protect themselves. Fear, and control. Fear. And the solution is more money. And the solution to the disconnection that people feel is more money. If I had more money, then people would like, love, and appreciate me. They'd respect me. I'd have closer relationships if I had more money. I could do more things for people. I could do more fun things. And does that really work? And we say it never works. It never, ever works. You never need money to create connection. In fact, the lust for money will further separate you. And so if you choose to go on that path like Gary did of more and more and more money, you will find that it is never enough. It is never enough. You'll have to keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going. Now, the idea here is that the environment of physical reality is designed to give you a platform of self-discovery. And most humans are discovering who they authentically are not. And that is fine. That is wonderful because the benefit of that is gained from the non-physical perspective. However, if you could understand that the entire concept here is to come, just like the universe did, from a single source and then explode into a fractured universe where everything is flying away from each other, and eventually the universe will slow and stop and come back together. Well, humanity is no different. You're no different on the individual level. Your body's no different, you see. So humans live this life and they don't consider their body and they don't think about that. And so the body starts to feel separated from the human and all these physical ailments come up, you see. And eventually the body will die. Now, humanity is fractured in many different countries and many different religions, many different races and ethnicities, many different genders, all fracturing it. And all to give the sense of individuality that is not possible in the non-physical. In the non-physical, you know you are one with all. You are source. You can't separate yourself. So the basis of this physical reality is that separation idea. However, as you learn that you are source and that you are connected to all that is, and that the primary inspiration in life is to go on a journey of self-discovery and discovering who you truly are, you are truly one with all others. And so in that exploration, what you are looking for is this connection with other people. And the abundance, the financial abundance, isn't necessary. However, if it is necessary, it will come, you see. So you can now think about, how can I be of service to others? How can I do what inspires me? How can I do that which is inspired through me? How can I create more connectivity? How can I bring more people together? How can I use my example of love to enlighten others, to turn on the light within them? And as you are in service to others who cannot see who you are, they have no idea who you are. you may know that you're source, and they may not see you that way because they have their limiting beliefs. But in this unchallenged service to others, where you are focused like a laser beam on what you can give, not what you can take, but what you can give, you will attract others who will be receptive to what you are given and want to give as well. This is the enlightened journey of the example of alignment, you see? How can she do so much? How can she not consider herself? How can she live so well? Look at all the experiences she's having. Look at all the wonderful things that she gets to do. Look at all the places she gets to travel, not to lay on a beach, but to serve. It's that mindset of serving, of doing more than you think you can do, to not so much promote your ego in, I'm a great person, look what I'm doing for all these people. However, we will say that ego is very core to this ability to serve, because it allows you to push past the fear to say, I will face the rejection of bringing these people together. They may reject me, but I have an idea of who I am, and so I can face that rejection with the humility that they can't see me and they are no different than I am and we are equal to all. I just have a little bit more clarity and I now know my purpose here. I now know my role. So the thing that excites you will always be either two things. The thing that you think will make you money or get you respect, or the thing that you're passionate about that will be of service to others. But if you exist in a transactional approach where I'm only doing this thing to get appreciation, I'm only doing this thing so that other people think what a great person I am, you'll never be able to do enough. You'll have to do more and more and more in that, just as you would have to make more and more money. The other side of this, the higher perspective is, I am one with all that is. I am source. The even term I doesn't make any sense. There is no I. It's just the illusion of I. If this person is having a tough time, then that person is me and I'm having a tough time. If I'm mean to that person or angry with that person, I'm angry with myself because that is me. If I had privileges as where I was born, who I was born to, color of my skin, all these things, my gender, and I see someone else, I have to look at it from their perspective, not my perspective, because that is me in another life, you see. And so I want to do whatever I can to spread this idea of love and equality. And spreading this idea of love and equality will not be in my nature as a human. As a human perceiving themselves as an individual with the history of beliefs of mankind, all those limiting beliefs, anytime you dip down into that stream of consciousness of fear, you're going to pull up an urge to protect yourself, because this is the most prevalent idea of man living on Earth. Protection from danger, protection from others, protection from what bad could happen. Yet it's always been a false perspective. It's never been true. It's always seemed like it. And due to the survival instinct, sure, that's part of it. But your irrational fear is so much more prevalent. And it's the irrational fear of, if I put myself out there, will they see me for what I'm doing? Will I get the recognition? Will I get the reward? And we say, drop your attachment to that reward. Put yourself out there because you want to give love to those who are lacking in love. You want to give compassion to those who are not feeling compassionate. You want to bring more love energy from source into this reality. And when you do that, you add to the consciousness of humankind, and you move the entire humanity closer to love. And of course, those will be those in fear. And you say, I want to help out the worst performing person on the planet. I want to help out the one that's only making $1 a day or less. I want to help the one that can't feed themselves. And you have to understand that those people are living in a highly structured, fear-based condition that they intended prior to the birth. There isn't too much you can do for those. The reason you want to help those is you think you'll make the greatest impact. That's not actually true. It just seems that way. Who you want to support is anyone that's in your physical reality, all the humans that are there, all the ones that you love, all the ones that have been attracted to you anyway, and then whoever else is attracted to you, whoever else shows up in your physical reality. And the universe will say, okay, here's Undine, and she is exuding more love to those around her, exuding more acceptance, thinking in higher perspectives all the time, thinking about how much more she can do, how much more she can do, how much more she can do, not caring so much about the money anymore, not worrying about that, not caring about the house or the car or the clothes, but thinking about her focus now is on how much love she can put out there. Okay, awesome. Here is a new person. Here's a new person. Will she push past her fear of rejection and interact with this new person? Here's a new talent. Will she practice this talent, push past the fear of what other people think, or will she succumb to the fear that this is weird or could lead to some undesired result, you see? And this is what every human being has to think about. Now, if they think about themselves as an individual, they will never push past the fear. Why would they? Why would they? Because they can't see the reward. They can't see the satisfaction. They can't see what a life of love is like because they've always been in a life of fear. You have to have faith that by changing your approach to life from me to we will get you everything you truly want. And it fully aligns with who you truly are. And it fully aligns with the intentions you set prior to your birth. And it fully aligns with your journey of self-discovery. Yes, there's fear. Yes, you're worried about rejection. Yes, you're worried about loss. And we promise you that those things are not real. They're only possibly seen from a limited perspective. From the higher perspective where we exist, we know there is no loss. We know that there is no true rejection. And we know there is no death. There is nothing truly to fear. There is nothing truly to fear. And it's the fear that limits you from being who you truly are. So the only thing you can do is get really good at pushing past fear.
Thank you. Perfect.
Excellent. We have time for one more question regarding abundance. Who wants to jump in with a silly question?
Joshua?
Yes.
Hi. How do you know when the abundance that you're receiving, or how do you know when enough is enough, where you don't have to go out there and get more and more and more and more because what you have is okay and it's helping others? Is how do you know when you get to reach that point?
This is an amazingly profound question. How to know when enough is enough? You have enough money right now. You all do. You have enough abundance right now. You all do. You have enough creativity right now. You all do. Whether you're on this call live or you're listening to this later date, you have enough now. In the present moment, you always have enough. You're thinking about the future where you think you might not have enough. You've never not had enough in the present moment. You've always had enough to explore whatever you're exploring. You always will have enough. Abundance is enough. It is always enough in every situation, every time. It's perfect. It's an infinite source of abundance, but it can only come in the amount that you allow in. And that amount is required to do what you're inspired to do. And if you're not inspired to do anything, then it need not come. It wouldn't make any sense. You think you'd like more because you think it solves problems, but we promise you it does not. If you could understand that the only thing that's happening is the present moment, and in the present moment, what do you have? You have a roof over your head. You're in a comfortable environment. You have enough air to breathe. You have enough food in your belly. You have enough water in this present moment. If you need more air, you breathe. If you need another glass of water, you get a glass of water. If you need food, you eat some food. And if you need the money will come. Exactly as amount. But if you worry the money won't come, then what you're doing is exploring lack. The universe says, oh, She says she has enough air to breathe, and there's never a time when she needed an oxygen tank. She never needed to store the air. She never needed to store too much water. She never needed to store too much food, only for convenience sake. But you seem to want to store more money than you need. To feel what? To feel secure. Well, the security doesn't come from the money. The security comes from the trust that you have that you're the creator of the universe, that you are source. So what you're saying is if you don't have enough money, you just don't believe that you're source. You don't believe you're a creator. You believe you're a victim. You believe it can't come. Gary had a pretty abundant life, and he had times when he was in lack. And those times of lack caused him to feel so good when the money came in. But then it was never enough. It was never enough because he was seeking appreciation. He was seeking respect. He was trying to get people to think he was a good guy, a smart guy, a successful guy. And so he never felt that way. Other people did feel that way. Other people thought that he was generous and he was successful and they appreciated him. They liked him. Not for the money, though. That was never it. They liked him when he was poor. They liked him when he was rich. Didn't matter, right? He thought that he would have a better quality of friends, a better quality of life, whatever it is. He thought he would have all these people admiring him. And that's what he wanted, you see. And so he tried and tried and tried and effort and struggle, went through all these manifestation events, finally to lose everything and to realize that now without anything, he just has to be himself. And once he relaxed into that, then he said, okay, well, I deserve a nice house to live in for me because I enjoy that. And he got a beautiful house, but a series of beautiful houses. And he enjoyed every one of them, all five of them, actually, from that time period. And he said, I want to do what I'm inspired to do. And so he was inspired to do houses. Well, he had no money to do houses. And then someone suggested that he get a friend to invest in it, and he did. And from then, the snowball started rolling. And then he said, well, I'm interested in poker, and I can't make any money at poker. I'm going to lose and lose and lose. And he ended up doing well, you see. And so the money came from all these different sources with no effort, no effort at all. It was all joy. It was like, how could it be that he went from total struggle and effort and fighting fires and people complaining and these deadlines and all this stress to pure joy the whole time, to everything being easy, to never having any problems, and then to making some money back. You see, it's a exploration of faith. Faith that you are the creator. Faith that the entire system is here to back you up in anything you want to do. But if you're not bringing value to what you're doing, if you're watching TV or playing video games or hiding out in your house doing something, or even if you're working 90 hours a week at something that doesn't really matter to you, well, the universe has no need to support anything more than what you're doing. But if you say, I want to give an extra, give a little bit more, I want to lean into something, well, you'll be given inspiration. And that will seem exciting to you and be interesting. And then the fear is going to come up. What if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if they reject me? What if I look stupid in their eyes? You see? And you'll have to push past the fear, saying, no, the inspired idea came to me to serve humanity, to bring people together, to be more than I am normally, to exist in a state of love. And I will push past the fear to take these steps. The steps themselves will never be too much fear. It'll always be enough that you could handle. But if you are looking for the transaction, if I do that step, I get this reward, you will not see most of the inspiration because it will not look like it's going to lead you to where you want to go. If you say, I'm simply on a journey of self-discovery to become the authentic part of me, the authentic version of me, that version of me who is source, who is the creator of my reality, that is here to live in love, and to support all other humans who are ready for my support, then I will have enough. I will have enough. I will always have enough in every moment. And if it seems like I'm not going to have enough, I'll have to have faith that the money will come somehow. You can look back at your life now and you can say, every month of my life, I was worried about not paying the bills. Every single month. Every month. And I always did. How did that happen? Oh, because I worked, 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 worked. That's your excuse. How it happened was you lived life a way that allowed in a certain amount of money. You didn't live life a way that would allow in billions and billions of dollars. Those who are making an extra million here and there aren't really focused on that. They're focused on what they're passionate about. And that extra money is a side effect of the energy that they're putting forth and the value they're putting forth. You may not see it from your perspective. You may not say, well, this one isn't working that hard. They're just having fun. They're not suffering. They're not really doing the things. They just fell into it. They just got lucky. They never got lucky. There is no luck. There is nothing random. Everything, every single thing is a byproduct of the energy of love that you exert into the world. So exert a little bit more love energy into the world. Push past a little more fear of rejection or possible loss. Do whatever you're inspired to do. And we promise you, it'll lead you to great satisfaction. And then you'll see the money flow if it needs to flow. This has been an exciting conversation with brilliant, brilliant people who are willing to look at everything from a higher perspective, willing to rethink what they were told, willing to rethink their belief system, willing to engage more, to do more, to be of service, to be of value, to push past the fear of rejection, which is an irrational fear. They cannot reject you because they cannot know you. It is impossible. They do not see you the way you see yourself. They see you from a perspective, from a lens that is the filter of their beliefs. You have no control over their beliefs, therefore they cannot know you. There's nothing you can do to control those beliefs. Those beliefs will be what they are. And those people will always be a mirror to how you're feeling about yourself. So if you adopt this approach of, I am love, I am source, I am one with all that is, I am here to serve, I'm here to bring everyone together, I'm here to move humanity from fear to love. I'm here to do my part. I'm here to give, 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 give. And in that, you receive everything you need to live that life of love. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. That was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. And if you can share this episode with your friends or post it on Facebook or share it through email, however you like to do it. Of course, it's great if you can subscribe to it and leave your reviews and comments and all that kind of stuff. If you want more information about Joshua, please visit theteachingsofjoshua.com. And if you'd like to hear more information about the bootcamp, please send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. Have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.